Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I matched with a woman on Tinder, and we were messaging back and forth. It was very flirty and fun. I was excited about it. And then she sent me the following message. She said, "You're cute. You're like a chubby Jack Black." Jack Black is a fat person. She told me I was cute like the chubbier version of an already fat person. And the worst part is, she's 100% right. I do look like a fatter Jack Black. That's what I look like. If you saw me on the cover of Us Weekly, you'd be like, "Ah, oh, Jack, get it together, man. Come on."
Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. It's the wake up call, and you are Sacramento. It's going to get rainy today, rainy and windy. I'll say it for Katie. Ooh. Gonna make some soup and get a blanket.
Get under the covers, crochet.
We're just getting like the tail end of this storm. Everything north of us is getting the brunt of it. It's a pretty big storm. Lucky. When you look at it on a map, it looks like it's almost like a hurricane, the way that it's swirling and the size of it. So anyway, so that's today. So plan accordingly as you're leaving the house. Last night was election night in America, and it was a big night for the Democrats. They pretty much did a clean sweep. And, Prop 50 passed in California. However, I want to talk about something that's very funny. Doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. I find the story hysterical. And it got buried by the big news of the election.
Okay.
So, in New York City, in case you haven't been following along, a guy named Zohran Mamdani has won. He will be the first Muslim to be mayor of New York City. That's monumental.
Yeah.
He's also the first candidate to ever get 1 million votes in New York City since like the early 60s.
Wow.
Like, he is a force. Needless to say, the political establishment on both sides of the aisle wanted him down. They did not want him to win. They wanted to take him down and did whatever they could. So much so that the London Times tried to do a hit piece on this guy by interviewing the old mayor of New York City, a guy named Bill de Blasio. Do you know that name? Mm-hmm. Okay. So they emailed Bill de Blasio and asked his opinions about Mondani. And he wrote back, you know, like, oh, I don't think he's going to be able to get done what he can get done. And I'm not a big fan of his and this, that, and the other thing. And they said, can we interview you? He said, absolutely. And he sent him his personal phone number. And then they did the interview. And he said some kind of like edgy things, which put that article on the map. Turns out they did interview Bill de Blasio. They did not interview the ex-mayor Bill de Blasio.
Gavin. Stop.
All they did, and I don't know if this is accurate, it's a coincidence, because I don't know. All they did was email, like, BillDeBlasio@yahoo.com. Like, it was a very, like, mundane Bill de Blasio, and they found a guy who's a winemaker who lives on Long Island who is named Bill de Blasio, and this fake Bill de Blasio, or not mayor Bill de Blasio, has been doing this for years.
Letting people interview him as Bill de Blasio, which is not a lie.
Yes. And
what a hysterical troll.
He says stuff that he knows is like inflammatory. He says stuff that he knows will get attention, even if he doesn't feel that way. And he does it just to like, be a little scamp. Turns out, because this article got printed, I don't know, like 3 days ago. Okay. Turns out, he has been doing this as a hobby almost, to the point where he loves having a very common email, because people who are mad at Bill de Blasio when Bill de Blasio was mayor would email him, and his response was almost always, meet me on the steps of the Capitol and let's fight.
Okay.
Meet me in City Hall and let's fight.
I did not know where this was going at first. I thought, why in the hell is Gavin talking about this?
Just stick with me. Always stick with me. There's a reason.
If you are unfortunately named the exact same thing as somebody in a position of power or very famous or something.
Yeah.
That is going to, in many ways, derail your life over and over and over and over and over.
Significantly.
It's a constant talking point.
Yeah, yeah.
To turn water into wine this way is so delicious. And you know what? Have a good time with it.
Absolutely. I had the same thought about like somebody, because Vice President J.D. Vance, that's not his real name. He's actually changed his name, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 times.
I just told you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So imagine that you are somebody that from the age of 1, you've been J.D. Vance. And all of a sudden, Vice President J.D. Vance finally sticks the landing on one of them. He goes, you know what, J.D. Vance, this feels right. This fits well. It polls well. It tests well. I'm now J.D. Vance. You've got to be like, oh, come on.
Right.
Come on.
You had anything to choose from.
All I do is I'm a manager at a grocery store, and now I got to be, wait, you're J.D. Vance for the rest of my life? It's just a matter of time before this happens to this guy over here. Kevin, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because
everyone has the same name as me.
Everybody
like
has.
Like the whole country, yeah, Vietnamese country.
You're the most famous Kevin.
No, there's more Kevin Nguyen's famous than me.
Who?
Kevin Nguyen. He's like a famous like stock boy or something.
Stock boy? What's a stock boy?
Like he does things in the stock market.
Oh, stock,
I don't know.
Stock trader. Yeah.
He's
mean,
real famous there.
Like 75% of Vietnamese men are named Kevin Nguyen. Yeah. So it's just a matter of time before one of them runs for office or something.
Yeah.
And Kevin starts getting emails. So my advice to you, Kevin, is lean into it.
See, the problem is there are so many Kevin Nguyens. The idea, them finally stumbling upon our Kevin Nguyen seems so unlikely.
That's a good point. That's a good point. There's too many out there.
Yeah.
But a Bill de Blasio.
But a Bill de Blasio.
Meet me on the steps of City Hall and let's fight. And then never show up. He just stays on Long Island and makes wine.
Great. Good for him. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up
Call. 916-909-1065. That's our phone number. Use it, because if you're a lady that's in a relationship with a man, we want to talk to you about this. So this went viral on TikTok. And do you guys know what a Venn diagram is?
Yeah. Yes.
Where there's three, I think it's three circles, sometimes maybe more circles.
I thought it could even be two.
Two circles, but they overlap. So like the part that that doesn't overlap says one thing, doesn't overlap says another thing, but then where they overlap, it does. And they're supposed to be truths. Well, somebody made not a Venn diagram, but a Men diagram.
Ooh.
With an M as in monkey. Men diagram. And they said that all men fall into one of these three categories. It says if he's smart and nice, he's probably a nerd or a dork.
Okay.
If he's smart and handsome, he's probably I'll use the word jerk.
Mm.
And it says if he's handsome and nice, he's probably stupid or dumb. So just to recap.
Interesting.
If he's smart and nice, he's a dork.
Okay.
If he's smart and handsome, he's a jerk. If he's handsome and nice, he's probably dumb. And I got to sit here and say, as a man, I think this is true.
Okay. I got to write these down because it's not in front of me. The first one is.
Write them down. Smart and nice equals dork.
Okay.
Smart and handsome equals jerk. Handsome and nice equals dumb. And I want to know from ladies out there, 916-909-1065, your man, which one of those three is he? All right, think about that. Let's start with Olivia. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
Oh, boy. Okay, you don't sound happy you called now. To be fair, you called before you knew what the three categories were.
And you know what? God bless you. Way to be a team player.
I love the courage that you put into calling us. But we got you now.
Of course.
So what's your man's name?
Isaiah.
Okay. Is he your boyfriend or is he a husband?
He's my boyfriend.
Okay. All right. So that makes this a little bit more problematic.
Why?
It's easier to walk away.
Okay. You can still get out.
Is Isaiah smart and nice, but a dork? Is Isaiah smart and handsome, but a jerk? Or is he handsome and nice, but dumb?
Can we be all of them?
No. Oh, well.
It actually says on here, if you're all three of them, you're probably gay.
Yeah.
That's screaming.
Okay.
You have to choose.
Is he a dork, a jerk, or dumb?
I would say he's a dork.
Okay.
Okay.
That means
he's smart and nice. Aww, I think that's good.
I like that.
916-909-1065. 909-1065 if anybody else is as brave as Olivia. Thank you so much for calling. I love that. Katie.
Guys.
Your boyfriend.
Yeah.
D-Lo from KSFM and ESPN. Which one is he?
So, I mean, obviously it's difficult for everybody, right? Because he's very smart. And he is one of the most kind people I've ever met. But he is, like, quietly kind. Like, he would never be boastful about anything he did.
Okay. So which one is he?
But he's also very handsome.
So that would make him...
All three.
No.
Oh! So is he...
On the surface, he's going to come off as gay, guys. Okay? He loves his bags.
Right. He does have a lot of purses.
I think if we were going to go, like, off of just, like, how he is faces publicly, you know? Public facing.
Right.
Think jerk.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
He's got kind of like a little bit of a resting bitch face.
So you say he's smart and handsome and a jerk.
Well, he's not a jerk. No, but that's under what you said.
I would say out of the three of these, do you think that I'm smart and nice, but a dork?
No.
Because handsome is in the other two. Like, I don't think I'm a handsome person.
Here's the problem. You have had a bit of a renaissance.
Okay.
An emotional renaissance.
That's probably true.
And you are a nicer person.
Okay. All right, so that puts me back in either the dork or dumb category.
Smart and nice equals dumb. Handsome, nice. I guess you're dork.
Yeah,
I think I'm dork. I don't want to say you're not handsome.
I'll say it.
Okay.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. That number again is 916-909-1065. Call right now and tell us your maiden name and your married name, and we'll tell you which one is better. But more importantly, we will tell you why. 916-909-1065. Let's talk to Ariana. Good morning, Ariana.
Good morning.
All right, Ariana, what is your maiden name?
So my maiden name is Raya.
Like The Last Princess or The Last Fire Dragon or whatever that Disney movie was?
Raya.
Raya.
Yeah, that was Raya.
Ariana Raya. Why don't I like that?
I don't know. We should like it.
Yes.
It should be great.
Written down, I'll bet it's awesome. But if I have to say it, it feels like you're putting me through it.
It does. It sounds like, okay. No offense.
Uh-oh.
It sounds like when somebody starts a company and takes their two daughters' names and yes. just puts it together.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like Ashley Madison. All right. What's your married name?
So my married name is Groves, like groves of trees.
Oh, upgrade. Ariana Groves is a cool name. I like Ariana Groves.
Do you ever go by Ari?
Thank you. I like it. In middle school, I did go by Ari.
Okay, but not anymore.
We had like four Arianas in the class, so okay. I chose to go by Ari.
And now you're a grown-up. You can't go by Ari.
I don't want it to be an upgrade, but it is.
Sorry.
I know.
Ariana Listen. Groves is a great name. Okay. That's an upgrade.
Upgrade.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Now let's talk to Alexandra. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your maiden name?
Castillo.
Castillo?
No, not with an O. C-A-S-T-I-L-E. Castiel.
Castiel.
That sounds like cheap jewelry.
Like it's one step down from Swarovski.
Yeah, like how did you know it was over? When he proposed to me with a Castiel.
And do you ever go by Alex?
Yes.
Okay, Alex Castiel.
Now that changes it a little
bit. I like that a lot.
I do too.
Okay. And what's your married name?
We are going to be married.
Okay.
So I'm not married yet, and it might be Milton, M-I-L-T-O.
Alex Milton? I don't like Alex Milton.
Here's the thing. Alex Milton is the sweetest person you've ever met in your life. She's a little dowdy, though. Okay? Like, she is popular.
Yeah.
Because she's so nice.
Right. What about Alexandra Milton?
Alexandra Milton. It does sound like you come from some sort of like a
political dynasty.
Yes, exactly.
Like you
but
were
like one that like your dad went away for fraud.
I wouldn't say that. Oh. I would say Alexandra Milton feels like you're the great, great, great granddaughter of a founding father.
Yes.
Be like, he signed the Declaration of Independence. I've never heard of him. Well,
no,
it's small. It's on there. So I say Alexandra Milton is an upgrade.
Yeah.
Alex Milton is a downgrade.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hello?
Hello. Jennifer, what is your maiden name?
So I was born Tanaka.
Ooh.
But my first married name is Watkins.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
wow. I'm a little confused on what we're doing here. Okay.
Jennifer Tanaka.
Is Tanaka your maiden name?
No, yeah. Tanaka is my maiden name. My
okay,
first
it's
name.
Just such yeah. a strange way to put it.
Yes.
I was born Tanaka.
I was married twice.
But so. I grew. Okay, right. So then your first married name was what?
Watkins.
Watkins. Okay.
Jennifer Tanaka to Jennifer Watkins was a downgrade.
I agree.
Yeah.
Christian, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Watkins, Jennifer Watkins, very forgettable.
For super forgettable. And Tanaka sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Tanaka sounds like you were like a character in like an 80s movie that was cool.
Yeah.
I was teased okay. in school. I was called Tanaka Banaka or Tonka Trek.
That's
well, I
stupid.
Don't like Tonka
That's
truck.
Stupid.
That's bad.
No.
I hope you slapped him. What is your yes. current last name, your new married name?
Christensen.
Jennifer Christensen?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say downgrade.
Yeah, you should have stuck with Tanaka.
Yeah.
Do you think Jennifer Christensen's better? Jennifer Christensen sounds like she owns a book, like a book company.
No.
But not a good one. Like
sounds like a country singer.
Okay, that's good. You wanted that?
I love a Jenny Tanaka.
I do too.
I'm sorry. I just, she is fun
and spicy.
She's the kind of friend that you go, honestly, it doesn't even matter how long we go without seeing each other.
Right.
When we get back together, we pick right back up where we left off.
Jenny Tanaka is the person when you tell your husband, I'm going out with Jenny Tanaka, he goes,
okay.
Please Uber home.
That's
Jenny
right.
Christensen,
no,
you'll be home
worry.
By 8.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call. Popular. You're gonna be popular.
Yep. Wicked for Good is about to come out, and in just like a couple of weeks. And People Magazine has released their sexiest man alive. And this might be like one of the least famous people that I can think of. But the winner is a guy named Jonathan Bailey. He is Fiero in the Wicked movies. He was also in Jurassic World Rebirth. He's in Bridgerton. He's also gay. So does this change anything? Because that it seems even like a little insulting to ask this question, but sure. A lot of people are asking this question. So let's have a discussion about it. Do you think that having a gay man for the sexiest man alive changes anything?
No.
I don't think so.
Not at all.
No.
Well, because, I mean, as long as the person is still sexy.
Right.
I mean, if the sexiest man alive was straight, gay men could still find him sexy.
Which they have.
Which, just like women, can still find a gay man sexy.
Right. But does it destroy the fantasy?
I don't have a fantasy about
you?
About A-list celebrities.
Well, then don't. Some way, well, then why are we doing this?
Oh, I don't
why
know.
Why does People Magazine even do this?
I don't
then?
Know. We give for fun.
But you do have some issue with this.
Well, I do, and it's that he's not even close to the sexiest
what?
Man alive. That's crazy.
You
to
gotta
me.
Get your eyes checked.
I don't think I do. Like, he is obviously an attractive person, but to be the sexiest, and this is also bringing up some dark feelings about Matt Bomer.
Oh, God.
Matt Bomer again?
You need to tell everybody who the hell that person
cute.
Even is.
You can't even say he's not cute. That's, don't. Now you're lying. Matt Bomer's an actor. Google him. You've seen him. He should have been cast as Christian Grey. He wasn't because he's gay. He should be the first gay sexiest man alive. Are you looking at a picture of him, Gavin?
I've seen him. I know what he looks like.
And?
He's sexy.
Is he sexier than what's his name?
No.
I don't think so.
There's a side-by-side picture of them,
I
okay?
Don't think
where?
So.
Matt Bomer does have more of a chiseled chin, but he looks kind of skeleton-y.
I am looking at it, and you're...
You're crazy. Okay, you like derpy looking men. Okay, so this is
don't
why...
you dare.
This is why you don't think Jonathan Bailey is sexy.
Kevin, you're a big Jason Bailey or Jonathan Bailey fan, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is it about Jonathan Bailey that you think is so sexy?
I think it's the way he carries himself.
I will say that.
Yeah.
Jonathan
Bailey. Have you seen him carry himself
in
where he was?
Or like in.
You see
in
a lot of his interviews?
I mean, when Wicked was out, he was out there doing interviews, and he's charismatic. The way he walks, the way he talks, he's very considerate of others. It's not that he's the sexiest man alive. He is also the sweetest man alive.
He does seem more approachable than
yes.
Matt Bomer.
Yes!
I don't know if any
that
of this
is
true.
That is because Matt Bomer is so striking.
Right. Matt Bomer looks like somebody that would shoo you away.
Yeah.
But he's not.
But and Jonathan Bailey
but he's
is not.
He's
not.
Actually, he's a...
We don't know.
Well, he's a goofy guy. I do know.
He's goofy?
Yeah.
No
I
one's
don't
buying that.
Goofy. No.
Why?
No
why?
One's buying that.
That's, I don't know why he was in Magic Mike.
Okay. What, you think that movie was just made up of goofballs?
I think they probably have fun on set.
I think that Matt Bomer's moment has passed.
Yes.
I think we're in...
No, so, because we let it pass. Because we let it pass through our fingers.
Right. Yeah, we did.
Okay, but the reason he couldn't be Christian Grey was because they thought, oh, well, women won't be...
Right.
Won't think that he's sexy.
Right. No, they said that it would destroy the fantasy for them. Yeah, okay. Which you are now telling us that women don't have those fantasies. Mm-hmm.
You said it yourself.
I personally don't fantasize about celebrities.
Okay.
Except so, Matt Bomer.
Again, I don't know why we're even doing the sexiest man alive.
It gives boosts of morale.
I think, if anything, the timing of this selection is more indicative to why it happened. Matt Bomer doesn't have...
Because of the Wicked effect.
Right. Matt Bomer does not have a massive movie that's about to come out in a couple weeks.
Right.
And Jonathan Bailey does.
Yep.
I feel like that's what it is. And you can't make Ariana Grande the sexiest man alive.
And, listen, our brain have all been turned to pink and green mush.
Right.
It's Wicked everything. It's taken over, and now it's taken over People Magazine. Yes. Great. Thanks a lot.
So anyway, though, some text messages coming in. Jonathan Bailey is 100% the sexiest man alive. He's incredibly good looking, funny, multi-talented, and he has an accent. That's all part. Doesn't Matt Bomer, is he British?
No.
Oh, see, there you go. Big strike. Big strike. That's all part of what makes someone sexy. He's the total package. There you go. That's definitely somebody that's having a fantasy about Jonathan Bailey.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
$120. You got a lot of thinking to do for Kevin, Katie.
Okay.
On Are You Smarter Than Katie? He's been holding down the fort
Held
the
down
last
the
couple days.
Fort for me. Yeah.
Two victories under his belt. He's added $40 to the $120 jackpot. And this morning we are playing with Jordan. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
So $120.
Oh, you can hear the rain.
Yeah, what's going on? Oh, is that the rain?
Yeah, on her
car. Yes, that is the rain.
Oh, my God.
How exciting.
Jordan, please drive carefully, please, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Katie's leaving the studio. I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how you do versus how she does. Oh, my God. And, all right, here we go. Question one, it was election night in America last night, and it was big for the Democrats, who had a clean sweep. They won the governorships of Virginia and New Jersey, Prop 50 passed in California, and Zohran Mamdani will be the first Muslim mayor of New York City, securing more votes than any candidate in the city in the last 70 years. Is Mamdani 24, 34, or 44?
Ooh, can you say the three again?
24, 34, or 44?
34.
Question two, was announced yesterday that the 1999 horror adventure movie The Mummy is getting another sequel almost 30 years later. That's exciting. Even better is that Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz will return for it. How about that? What very famous actor's first movie was The Mummy Returns?
Oh, gosh.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
Moving on. Question three. Jordan Litz is the actor playing Fiero in the Broadway production of Wicked right now, and he did something insane. He ran the New York City Marathon in the morning, and then he performed the show later that day twice. Crazy. How many miles is a marathon? Three seconds. 3, 2, 26.2. All righty. Question three. Diddy is sitting in prison right now, but he might be getting out a lot earlier than we thought. He obviously is appealing the sentence, and a judge approved an expedited timeline for his appeal process, which starts very soon. As of right now, what year will Diddy get out of prison? 2028, 2029, or 2030?
I want to say
3 seconds. 3, 20, 30. Okay. And question 5, Tom Brady loves his pets so much, and he cloned his dead dog. His dog, Lua, died 2 years ago, and his current dog, Junie, is made up entirely of Lua's DNA. If it costs $63,000 to clone a pet, and Tom Brady does it to 3 dogs, what's the total cost?
$189,000.
All righty. Kevin, bring Katie back in here. And Jordan, where are we carefully driving to this morning?
I'm driving to work.
You're driving to work. All right. And where do you work?
I work for the state.
What do you do for the state?
I'm a recruiter.
A recruiter? All right.
Yeah.
You want to recruit Kevin?
I think Kevin is doing just fine with you guys.
Okay.
He would disagree.
I'll let you keep him.
All right. I'm going to put Jordan on hold. Here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
Come on. Here we go. Question 1. Election night last night, and it was a clean sweep for the Democrats. Just to recap, they won the governorship of Virginia and New Jersey. Prop 50 passed here in California. And Zohran Mamdani will be the first Muslim mayor of New York City. And he got more votes than any candidate in that city in 70 years. Is Mamdani 24, 34, or 44?
34.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Everybody, and there's so many people like, well, he's not old enough. Old enough for what?
Yeah, like, clearly he is.
In one more year, he could be the president of the United States.
Right.
Is it that one year that's don't throwing you off so much?
Don't you think we would have caught that by now?
Right.
Question 2. It was announced yesterday that the 1999 horror adventure movie The Mummy is going to get another sequel, but what makes it really exciting is that Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz are coming back for it.
Were they not in the other ones?
No, they were, but it's been so long. Brendan Fraser doesn't look anything like he used to.
Oh, okay.
Both of them, or at least Brendan Fraser, is an Oscar winner now. Rachel Weisz has at least been nominated. Like,
I'm not
I don't know
who she is.
Rachel Weisz?
Mm-mm.
I mean, the movie I'd say is she was in The Mummy, but clearly that wouldn't work. What very famous actor's first movie was The Mummy Returns?
Was it The Rock?
Yes!
Yes.
How did you know that?
He is the only other person I know was in The Mummy.
Wow.
He is the only other person I could place in those movies.
He was the Scorpion King.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Question 3. You're going to love this story. This guy named Jordan Litz is the actor playing Fiero on Broadway right now in Wicked.
Okay.
He did something insane. He ran the New York City Marathon in the morning and then performed in Wicked later that day twice.
Wow.
Ran the marathon, did a matinee, did the night show.
Wow.
And then I can only imagine died. I have
probably
no idea.
Probably had to perform it again the next day.
Crazy. How many miles is a marathon?
26.2.
Yeah, 26.2. Question 4. Diddy might be getting out of prison earlier than we thought.
Oh.
A judge approved his timeline for an appeals process, and it is expedited. So it's going to start very soon. As of right now, though, what year will Diddy get out of prison? Is it 2028, 2029, or 2030? 3 seconds.
Can you
tell
me how many years he got?
No.
Oh.
Can I tell you the answer?
Okay. 2029. 2030?
No.
Oh.
2028.
Well, that makes me feel better, I guess.
Question 5. Tom Brady cloned his pet dog.
Ew.
His dog, Lua, died 2 years ago, and his current dog, Junie, is made up of Lua's DNA. You think it's icky?
Very.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it? I could see you doing that.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like I love this dog so much.
I know I do, but like it's the next one isn't going to be that one.
So it feels a little Pet Cemetery.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. That's exactly how I feel.
If it costs $63,000 to clone your pet and Tom Brady does it to 3 dogs, what's his total? Three seconds.
Hold
three.
On, please.
Two.
30, 40, 30, 60, 70,
1.
189,000.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
wow. Look at that. Amazing. Jordan, are you there?
I am.
Is it still coming down?
Yes, it is.
All right, please be careful. Final score, you got 3, Katie got 4.
Woo!
She's back, ladies and gentlemen, with another victory. We had $20 in the jackpot tomorrow. Jordan, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today. Please be careful on the road. Please be careful, everybody on the road.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Okay, now it's time for us to play Fun Delivered Part 1. Fun Delivered is where we go into the big box provided by the company Fun Delivered, and we pick out what mystery package we are going to open this week. And the decision is very small. Kevin, why don't you head on over to the Fun Delivered box? I'm a little bit worried about the girls that that own the company Fun Delivered.
Why?
Haven't heard from them. Last I saw, they were camping in Canada, and I sent them several text messages over the last week. Haven't heard back. And whenever people camp, and I don't hear, I get nervous whenever anybody goes camping. But if I'm texting you and you're not getting back to me, and last time I saw you were in the wilderness, I am thinking the worst.
That the wilderness.
So, and I did have the thought also. If anything, God forbid, were to happen to the ladies that own Fun Delivered,
we have to take over the business.
I feel like we have to.
Right.
I feel like at the very least, it should be bequeathed to us.
Are we not the beneficiary of the company?
We should be. I mean, I don't know what their contingency plan is in case of their untimely and unfortunate death, but it should be. The Fun Delivered company goes to the Wake Up Call.
Yeah.
Katie, you want to go pick out a little package?
Sure.
Kevin, tell us about what you got.
Mine's a little square package, as big as a book, I feel, but it's very soft.
Can I see it?
It is fabric-like.
Oh.
Out of the little things in there, this looked like the best.
That looks like it's a little baby shirt, little baby t-shirt.
I mean, we're not going to have anything for next week.
I know that. Yeah, you're preaching to the choir.
Man.
What'd you get?
I don't know.
Isn't that the pretty little thing one?
No, it's a pink bag. Feels like there's probably a shirt inside.
Okay. And the fact that it's pink makes me think, well, at least it's feminine.
Well, what? Don't say that. It could be anything. It could be.
Of course you get that
one. I'm going to get the last
Why is that of course?
Because out of the two, that would be the one.
Oh, because the other one was like the pretty little ponies or something.
Do we know what that is?
Nope.
Pretty Little Things is probably like a shirt or pants. Should we just open it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. You get it.
Whoever wins Fun Delivered gets to open the bonus one. Okay. Mine is a little tiny paper one that just says Loop on the back with a circle logo.
Oh.
And there's something, whatever's in there. There's a hard plastic container inside of it. So there you go. Possibly our last Fun Delivered.
Well,
I don't know. But we will find out what is inside of these mystery packages that got lost in the mail, never made it to their final destinations, when we come back. Because we're going to play some music and take a break. And then Fun Delivered Part 2 is next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Time for part two of Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End. This is the part where we open the mystery packages, and because the box is empty, the box is run dry, and we haven't heard back from the Fun Delivered girls yet.
We hope they're alive.
We hope they're alive. This could be our last Fun Delivered. I hope it's not.
Aww.
But we have a bonus one today. So whoever wins, as you're listening to this, text in who you think wins Fun Delivered. And the winner, as decided on you and us, will get to open the bonus package. Okay, Kevin, would you like to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
So just a reminder, it's a small package as big as a foot.
But it doesn't feel hard, right?
No, it's very soft.
Kevin! Is it socks?
No, it says Thunder Thighs.
What?
They spell Thunder with a D.
No, Thunder's always spelled with a D.
I mean an A instead of an
okay.
ER.
I know what this says.
What is it? Do I put it on?
Yes, you do, but you have to take your pants off. It's thigh highs for thick girls.
What?
I've seen these on like TikTok and Instagram.
Okay, nobody look at me.
Okay,
take your pants off.
I put these on.
What?
I'm putting these on.
Okay. While he's doing
that. Has he taken his pants off?
His pants are off.
My pants are off and on camera.
Okay, we will get an update on how Kevin's pantless life is. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so mine was a pink bag.
Definitely fabric inside.
It's definitely fabric. I'm opening it. It is already the worst color yellow I've ever seen.
Ew, it's like...
It's like baby poop yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a pair of the worst slacks I've ever seen.
Are they for an adult?
Not a big one.
That's God. What, hold those up again. You're a quirky gal to wear pants like that.
If you wear pants like this, you also probably wear suspenders.
Yes, I can see like a fashion influencer in San Francisco wearing pants like
or
that.
Or like I'm the editor of a magazine.
Yes, and they're high.
Yeah,
and there's
and you got a little flat on.
Little business shirt tucked in.
Kevin, don't tuck them into your underwear.
Oh.
I mean, how are we doing here, Kevin?
I like to tuck it.
No, don't tuck it. That's not how you do it. Yeah.
I don't like it.
Why?
My junk will be showing.
Come over to the microphone. If you want to see Kevin in thunder thigh high socks, text in FUN, F-U-M, to 916-909-1065. Okay, Kevin, do you feel sexy?
Am I cute?
Yes, Kevin, you're
sexy!
So cute. Yes.
Woo!
It's like you've never seen
a bad girl.
Don't look at me.
It's like you've never seen a girl in lingerie. Like they're not, they don't come all the way up.
This doesn't feel like lingerie.
I'm going to open mine now. Well, remember, we have a bonus one. So far, people are like, yeah, Kevin won. Okay, so mine's a little brown paper package. And inside that is, oh, this looks promising. It's a little fun box that just says loop on it with a circle. Earplugs?
Earplugs?
They're earplugs. This is very fancy earplugs.
Are you sure that they don't connect to like...
Nope.
Let me see. Okay, just close it and just send it to me.
They are just earplugs.
Okay, this is a USB... Or this is a... it plays music... But it goes in your ear, and it's meant to look like it's jewelry, I think. So people don't know that. Am I doing it? No? Is that
You're not right.
I'm not right.
No.
It's literally earplugs?
It's just fancy earplugs. This is so unnecessarily opulent. This is the same equivalent as somebody being like, oh, no, I don't need one of your free wooden toothpicks. I spent $27 on a custom toothpick I carry around with me.
God,
yes, people do think it connects to Bluetooth.
I do not want to hear that people don't have money.
Right. How dumb. All right. Well, wow. Kevin clearly won. Yeah.
Did
Kevin,
I? Yes. I think yes. So. Sexy time won.
All right. So, Kevin, open the bonus fun delivered package.
Okay, it's from Pretty Little Things, so it's probably...
Although people are texting in said that loop earplugs are really good, but...
Now, this is lingerie.
No, it's a shirt.
Oh. There's a back, Missy.
Yeah, it's a backless shirt.
Should I try it on?
Yes. Kevin, at this point, you're still in your thunder thigh. Thigh
no,
high
I
socks.
Took off my thunder thigh.
Okay, take off your shirt. Take off your shirt.
Wow. Don't look at me.
Okay, don't look at him.
Nobody look
don't
at Kevin.
Look at me.
Nobody.
Wow.
Get out your thigh. It is a tank top with...
Uh-oh, my back is showing.
Okay, it is a... fully backless shirt. It is a mix of animal print, like leopard print, and butterfly wings. As the
where
it's so cold. Sex, Kevin.
That is
so cold.
That is for a gay man.
No, it's not. That is for a cheap woman.
Text in fun. FUN to 916-909-1065 is the bonus gift. This fun little half a shirt that Kevin got. Is it for a man or a woman? What do we think?
But it's definitely not for a man, Gavin.
This is so cold.
All right.
Wow. Kevin, you're gorgeous.
1065, the end.
It's the wake up call.
We're going to be looking backwards just for a second. We know that Halloween has passed, but something Halloween related must be sorted out on this show. We haven't had an opportunity to do it yet. And that is our company costume party. It ended in tears. It ended in screaming.
Disgust.
Stomped feet. Kevin, what happened at the company Halloween party?
What happened was we were betrayed, Gavin.
Oh, wow.
This little lady over here, you know how we went as a group of three furry raccoons?
Yes, we were a group costume like we always are.
Mm-hmm. As a team.
Yeah.
We went into that, and they were passing out the ballots, and I go behind my sister Katie here, making sure she's writing our names down, because we're like, oh my God, we're going to win. Guess whose name she wrote down? Not the wake-up calls, not your name, not my name. She wrote down her own name on the ballot, and this is why she won second place at the costume contest.
That's not why?
Katie, all right, I think it's important to put a point on it. Yes, you heard that right. We won it as a group costume,
right.
And Katie, mm-hmm. just Katie, won second place.
Yeah.
And the accusation is that you voted for yourself.
And she was panhandling people to vote for her, only not the wake-up call.
Is that true?
Yes, it is. She'll tell you otherwise.
What do you have to say
I have
for yourself?
To say.
All right.
Okay. Mm. First of all, I deserved to win something.
Oh, my God. We're going to start with that
in the grand scheme of the costumes, the person that put the most work in, I would have been that second place person. Okay? That I, and I'm not hearing any arguing. Thank you very much.
Out of the three costumes,
I mean, yeah, if I knew how to do makeup, I would have put on some makeup.
Of all the costumes, there was myself and a woman named Lisa who actually put our ass into, like, not just opening up a Spirit Halloween bag and putting on what was in there.
I couldn't do anything more.
Mm-hmm.
We were raccoons. My right. vision of creativity
so
was
I
limited.
Knew there was no chance for us to win as a group. So I took matters into
selfishly
my own hands.
Took matters no. in your own hands.
And did I do a little politicking? Sure.
Panhandling.
Well, call it what you want. But what did I secure for the wake-up call?
What is that?
It's, two gift cards.
It's $75 in Amazon gift cards that we're going to use to buy snacks for just us. As a group, we weren't going to win. So I voted for myself, I made my boyfriend vote for me, and then I also went around and politicked. You're welcome.
I feel like we still could have won as a
group. Choose your snacks.
No, I'm still angry.
Hold on, look at me. So you're, just to recap for you, Katie's moment of selfishness
right.
was selfless.
No, she didn't tell me that then.
Let me finish so that she could secure a prize for us.
She just thought she had the whole weekend to think about that.
I had the whole weekend to spend $75 on Amazon, bitch. Man,
she got us
and
there.
And you okay, know I fine. Love Amazon.
You know what? Fine.
What?
She
what do you
did
say?
One for the team.
Okay.
But the sense of betrayal, bitch, don't betray us.
Okay.
She's saying she didn't.
I
know, but put us in the plan, too.
Okay.
Wow.
I could have left us blindsided. But you know what? Here's the thing. I went into winter mode. Okay.
You did.
I didn't have time. I had to go.
I didn't care who you stepped on.
That's right. That's how you get to the top.
Now, how do you feel knowing a little bit more color around this, Kevin?
I'm still pissed. But
why
also,
are you still pissed?
I'm just pissed at the idea, but I'm happy.
It's basically like you won.
Right.
No, but...
if she's letting you partake in the prize, it's like you won.
Think yeah. of all the things we
I
can...
know, I'm thinking, but I'm also okay, but thinking I don't have a second place trophy or a picture of me with the winners.
Okay, that's true. But I've got the second place trophy right here for all of us.
I think
you wanted to be mad at me.
It's not the same. I just wanted to hold the trophy.
Do you want
to
hold the trophy?
No, it's not the same.
Do you want to add it and put it right next to our trophy from last year?
Yeah, you didn't mind that he got to hold the trophy.
We all got a trophy. Mine broke.
Mm. They are very cheap.
Yeah. Oh, did we? Oh, yeah. This one's solid.
Oh, that's good.
The one from
last year. I was actually looking at it one day when I was in
Don't
here.
Don't look at it too hard. It'll break.
And I realized it's a skeleton, and I realized that the spinal column is actually behind the rib cage in a way that, like, I you'd have to see it to explain it, but it's like, wow, that is really cheap. That is super cheap. Kevin,
I think
look
he's
at
just
me.
Mad that he can't be mad.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was feeling with rage, and then now I can't because I'm getting food.
All right.
Sorry.
Boy, if that's not a metaphor for your life. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.